Bo PD Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa and monitoring.
G4PFI, good morning.
How are you today?
Okay, had my coffee. Had a good night's sleep. Hope you are too.
Yeah, good day so far.
Up to you before. My name's Don, and I'm in Piedmont.
And I'm Alexander, and I know I have you somewhere in my logbook. Ah, here you are. KG4PFI, correct?
That's correct.
Now that I have 40 contacts in my logbook, but it's getting harder to turn back to the ones at the beginning trying to look for them.
Have you made any contacts in other states?
I think I have. I talked to Hawaii, I think Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire, I think it was, something like somewhere up there.
I guess the Germany was the first, the farthest I think I've ever made a contact. Did make a contact one morning, about this time in the morning on a Saturday. I made contact with the Philippines.
Looking for that on my map. Is that like in, where would the Philippines be located?
So, it's out in the ocean. That would be west of California, only it's way on out there. I don't remember what the name they call that sea out there, but my uncle was in the Navy, and he was in the Philippines when he was in the Navy years and years ago. But the lady that was calling Annette that day, I checked in on their net out there, and she said she was in the Philippine Islands.
On HF?
Yes.
HF radio, and I don't have an antenna for it quite yet, so I haven't been able to play around with HF, so I've been using Echolink, which is, in a way, it's powerful and weaker than HF.
I have a neighbor who lives up the street from me. He's wanting to get his ham license, and I told him, in fact, he came by yesterday, and I asked him, had he followed up on that yet, and he said no, but he was trying to, he works for the water commission in Greenville, I think, and he said he works so much, he said, I don't have time. I said, well, maybe you'll get around to it.
A friend that, and a brother that I like to get involved in the hobby. My friend, he works for sound, so he already knows like half the questions, and I mean, I think he really could. I had him take a practice test when he was over here yesterday, and he passed it. I helped him a little bit on it, you know. I got, you know, some answers wrong, and I was watching, and I got the right ones he gets, you know. I want him to get it right, so I hope he can get involved in the hobby, but he also said he's too busy to have, he doesn't have time for it.
Something that's kind of unique. My uncle was captured in World War II by the Japanese. And towards the end of the war, I think it was around 1945, that he made a broadcast from over in Japan or wherever it was he was stationed, or I mean where he was at. And this was after they let him go. He was 36 months, I think, in Japanese prison camps, and he was in what they call the Bataan Death March. He made it through that. But anyway, there was a ham operator in California that picked up that transmission and recorded it on a small vinyl disc, and they sent that to my mom. That was his sister, and I had that disc for a long time, but I misplaced it. I don't know where it's at, but it was recorded over ham radio.
So I guess that's how we got out of Japan, but I have to sign off here. Hopefully I'll be on in maybe about 15 minutes again. I don't know, but I have to go now. KO4ULP73, not be clear after your final.
Okay, well, I hope the rest of your day goes well. Enjoy talking to you. KG4PFI. This is Don in Piedmont, and I'm clear, and I'm going to turn this radio off.